Iturnia and Trachytis. And Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene during the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God, the gospel of the Lord.
There was a pastor who was having difficulty with his assigned parking space in the church parking lot. People park in his spot whenever they want it, even though there was a sign that clearly said, this space is reserved. He thought the sign needed to be cleared, so he had a different sign made, which read, reserved for pastor only. Still, people ignored it and parked in this space whenever they felt like it. Maybe the sign should be more forceful, so he devised a more intimidating one, which announced, thou shalt not park here. That sign didn't make any difference either. Finally, he hit upon the words that worked. The sign read, the one who parks here preaches the homily on Sunday morning. And nobody took the space reserved for the pastor. Advent is actually a time for spiritual preparation for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can never think about the season of Advent without the preaching of John the Baptist. John the Baptist becomes a precursor, a forerunner, to announce the arrival of the Messiah. In the Gospel reading of today from St. Luke, St. John the Baptist tells how this is to be done by echoing the first reading from the prophet Baruch. Valleys are to be filled in, the mountains and hills laid low, winding ways straightened, and rough roads made smooth. Valleys to be filled are sins that create a hollow in our life. They point to broken relationships, lying, gossip, and lack of prayer that create a gulf between us and our God. Mountains and hills to be made low refer to the egoistic and selfish, ambitious tendencies which do not give place to God. Example, sins of pride, arrogance, anger, lack of forgiveness, hatred that create relationship with God and neighbor very hilly and very difficult. Winding roads and rough ways are the sins that disfigure our personality. They point to the sins of double standard living, immorality, drunkenness, drug addiction. You know, Advent season has four rings. Just as we have four candles, we have four candles for this season of Advent. There are also four rings of Advent. And what are the four rings of Advent? Preparing, clearing, imploring, and bearing. Preparing. dancing preparation for Christmas. In a humble and contrite heart, that is where Christmas happens. And Advent is the time for clearing. It's the time for us to reach out to each other in peace and reconciliation. In humility, let us break down the walls of hatred and indifference and be real brothers and sisters once again. Advent is the time for imploring. Prayer is the key to a meaningful Advent and Christmas season. It is in these quiet, hidden moments with the Lord in grateful prayer that we know and feel what is Christmas all about. And finally, Advent is a time for bearing. All our personal preparing, clearing, and imploring will amount to nothing if they do not lead us to become better and more loving persons. St. John the Baptist is presented to us an excellent example of bearing witness to Jesus as the Savior. So Christmas is a time of becoming instruments of God's concrete love wherever we are, preparing, clearing,